The Guide to Your Ride podcast is presented by the Southern Tug Hill Snow Riders of Lewis County, New York, hosted by their president, Chris Rink, and me, Rich Lupia, owner of UpstateSnow.com. Let's get ready to ride. It's the Guide to Your Ride podcast. This edition, February 11th of 2021. Our audience keeps getting bigger every week, and so do the characters, the partners in crime here on the Guide to Your Ride podcast. Of course, Chris Rank, president of the Southern Tug Hill Snow Riders. Joining us new this week is Jeremy Neff, and he is the trail director for the Western New York Snowmobile Club of Boston. So that's the club south and southeast of Hamburg, correct?
Southwest.
Southwest, yep. Okay. Well, at least I had the south portion right. Pride of Southern Erie County and Lake Effect Snowmobile Country. Of course, Chaz Albertson from the Saratoga Snowmobile Association. Jason Larson from the Hamburg Snowmobile Club. And even though we can't see him, we can hear him. We have the president of the Galway Trailmasters Snowmobile Club, Andy Cancio, joining us on the phone. You cannot see him because his cell signal is a little weak out there in Galway land in Saratoga County, but he is out grooming, so he has an excuse. The cell signal is a little weak. Andy, welcome to the Trail Talk Guide to Your Ride podcast. Tell us how grooming conditions are out there right now. What's going on with your club and the surrounding areas?
All right, Rich. Thanks so much for having us on. We're actually out in the groomer right now, kind of laying it down. We've had a good snowfall so far this winter. We're off to a great start. We've had a good solid month of trail grooming, and you know, our trails are being maintained several times a week. Saratoga County is really kind of hitting it out of the park this year, all the way down from the Charlton Club to the Galway Club up to Saratoga. They're doing a fantastic job, and we've got really great snowmobiling here, so we encourage people to join where you ride. We're always looking for new members, but if you haven't come out to our area, come out and give us a try.
And that's certainly what we're trying to do, especially with the holiday weekend coming up. We want to try and spread out people and encourage them to ride new areas so we're not all congregating in the same areas. For people that may be coming up from downstate, from New York City, Long Island, New Jersey, Connecticut, from the adjoining states, where would be a great place for them to go and to launch if they want to get on your trail system? And where are some places that you would recommend they go?
Okay. So I guess I would direct them first to our website, www.galwaytrailmasters.com. We have a couple of parking areas that we use regularly. One is Truck Store in Galway. The other is the Village Pizzeria in Galway. Those are two parking spots if people want to ride our trail. You know, from those places, you can reach any area on our trail. There's lots of restaurants, you know, lots of different places to try out. And it would be a new area for a lot of people to try, and what I would say is this is the winter to do it. We have the snow, so it's a good time to give it a try.
And where are some places that people can ride to and connect to from your trail system? So let's say they start there, they explore your trail system, but they got time, they want to go. How long does it take them to get up to Charlton and to Saratoga and maybe up into some different areas? Or if they wanted to head west, you know, say out towards Stratford, can they do that from there, and right, how long would it take?
Absolutely. So if a rider wants to head north from Galway, they can ride right up into Saratoga Snowmobile Club trail system. And, you know, in between Galway and Saratoga, a rider could rack up, you know, probably an 85-mile day without any trouble. Now, if they want to continue north of there, they're going to hit the Sacandaga Lake. They can get into Southern Adirondack Snowmobile Club. They can head out towards the west, towards Salisbury. They can then head north, you know, Caroga Lake area. They can head north to Speculator, Indian Lake, Old Forge, you know, Moose River Plains, the popular riding areas. They can get there from Galway and Saratoga Snowmobile Club.
And people from up there can ride all the way down to Galway if they want to have a place to check out.
They absolutely can. We have a number of bed and breakfasts on our trail. There's lots of lodging. Well, I wouldn't say lots of lodging operations. There are some lodging options. You know, Galway's a smaller town, so you got to probably make a reservation early if that's what you're looking to do, but there are options.
Excellent. Well, we're going to let you get back to grooming. I'm sorry we weren't able to pull you up on the video. It would have been nice to show some live grooming on this podcast, but we'll have to wait for another day. Andy Cancio?
We'll do it another time.
Yeah, absolutely. We absolutely will. We're going to keep growing this week by week. I love what we're doing here. President of the Galway Trailmaster Snowmobile Club, Andy Cancio, thank you so much for joining us on the Guide to Your Ride podcast.
You got it. It was a pleasure to join you guys. Thanks so much.
All right. Excellent.
Have a good night.
All right. So we're going to change things up on my end here. And since we also have another first-timer here, Jason, I would like you to make the introduction for your friend Jeremy Neff to the Southwest.
No, Jeremy is running with the club over there. He's been doing a phenomenal job. We actually open and close our clubs together, which is nice. So we open and close. We talk to each other. He's been doing a phenomenal job with this club. The trails are awesome. The club is growing. And there's not there's so much I could say about it, but it's nice to have a person in his position running a club and doing what he's doing with the club, and I'll let him take it from there.
Yeah, sure. Thanks, Jason. Yeah, no, appreciate that. And Jason's absolutely right. We there's a handful of us between Jason and another club we have to the east of us, the Golden Trail Riders. We try and really connect when it comes to opening and closing. I'm sure anybody who has to figure out when to open and close trails, it's difficult. So it's nice to have that interaction with the other clubs and really kind of be one front, if you will, so that one club isn't opening their trails and everybody else is closed, and now you just cause guys to ride on closed trails. So that's been good. But yeah, we are the Western New York Snowmobile Club of Boston. Actually, kind of interesting, we're the second oldest club in the country. I think there's one older club in, I believe, New Hampshire, founded in 64, I believe. We have about 50 to 60 miles of trail in Erie County and Cap County. We've had some closures this year, so that's taken our mileage down a little bit. But we've had good snow over here in the past couple weeks. We got about 3 feet a couple weeks ago, and it's been cold ever since. And so our guys have been out grooming probably well north of 200 hours out there grooming our trails. Kind of have a combination here in the Boston Hills of, some narrow trails through the woods and then some nice open fields. So you get a little bit of a mix over here where we're at. Elevation changes a couple hundred feet up and down where we're at. So it's just kind of a nice trail system. We one of the things I'm probably most proud of here is we put in a snowmobile trail on a rail bed here last year. Got it started last year, and we're working to grow that, but that puts you right down through the village of Springville. So there's some restaurants down through there that you can stop at, gas stations. Obviously, gas station is always a hot commodity on a snowmobile trail. So that gets you right to two gas stations, literally 10 feet off the trail. So we're proud to have gotten that open last year and hoping to just continue to grow that that rail bed mileage as we can here.
So, Jeremy, for people from the Rochester area or the Finger Lakes where the snow has been a little bit thinner, a little bit harder to catch in between the storms and in between the lake effect, or we have an audience in Pennsylvania. We've got some people in western Pennsylvania, even a few out in Ohio and points farther south. If they wanted to head up to Buffalo, either because they've got friends and family that way, or they just want to check out another place, where can they go to? Obviously, they can go into Hamburg and get closer to Buffalo, and then out through your club and out to Springville. So you cover most of Erie County and Cat County or Cattaraugus County, the northern parts of it, I assume. Where are some other places where people can go to and explore? And if they were going to come your way, and I'll ask this of of Jason as well, where would be the best places for you to park and to explore for, say, a 100-mile day with the family?
Yeah, yeah, that's, you know, parking's always a good question. Unfortunately, we don't have a lot of parking on our trail system. Some of the restaurants we had don't allow parking anymore. I actually tend to point people to Sprague Brook Park, which is in Erie County, a park just to the east of us. It's actually on the Colden Trail Riders system. So I always point people to that parking area. And then there's Chestnut Ridge, which is up in Jason's trail system. Another Erie County park has some good parking, and you know, you can get right to the trail. Yeah, on our specific trail system, we have very limited parking, unfortunately. But you know, in terms of riding, you know, I ride right from my house. You can obviously go southwest towards Cherry Creek, get some fantastic riding down that way. And the nice thing about the snow we have right now is it literally is everywhere, right? So almost everybody's open with very good trail conditions, so it's spreading guys out. But from the Boston Hills, you can also head more kind of due east or maybe slightly northeast, and you can get up towards Burn Cliff out in Wyoming County, and just get some beautiful trails that way, some nice field riding where you can just roll along the rolling hills, and you can easily hit, you know, 100, 150 miles a day in pretty short order if you roll along. So, yeah, around us here, we have quite a few nice opportunities.
So, Jason, why don't you chime in here? Just remind people, if they're heading up your way for the holiday weekend, places that they can park in and around Hamburg and different places along the trail, and update us on some of the trail closure issues that you've had.
Yeah, no, I'll address the closure issue first. I'm happy to report that next year we'll be reopening with reroutes. We've already secured those landowners, so that's an exciting news. We don't have to wait until next year. Unfortunately, riders this year will just have to, you know, wait and deal with the closures at this time. Trail conditions are awesome. Being open only 4 days last year, I planned on being out in a groomer tonight, but we actually had to put all the groomers down for maintenance, which is something we haven't done in a long time. So next week, I plan on being out in a groomer and coming to you live. But just like Jeremy, we've been running groomers probably 4 to 5 nights, trying to give the riders the best conditions possible. Reports are back are smooth. Water holes are 0 to 0. Jeremy can attest to that. We've had cold temperatures. There's a snow report that was produced last week. By a certain somebody, I won't mention his name, Rich, but we actually had the snow you predicted, and it hit our trail system. It was awesome. We got the coverage that we needed, and it really helped our base. I think the club's shutting down, preserving the base, getting the new snow. The riding experience is awesome. So if you're coming out this weekend, we are doing a fundraiser at Chestnut Ridge at the Newton Road parking lot. It's also an entrance to our trail system. It's great to come out and meet the groomers. We're going to have all the trail captains. We have 28 trail captains. All of those are going to be in attendance to thank those people that put numerous hours in to make the trails awesome, put the signs up that are out grooming. We're going to have all 3 groomers there. We'll be giving groomer rides. But, you know, come out and enjoy Western New York. Like I said, we were only open 4 days last year. I think now, Jeremy, you can contest to this. We've been open almost now about a month. And yep, the trail conditions are the best they've been. So, you know, we appreciate you allowing us on here and promoting snowmobiling. I think it's huge. I think it's great for us to promote snowmobiling across New York State. There's so many places that I personally want to visit. And to get people out to understand what's going on and to visit all these snowmobile clubs, it's one of the best things we can do.
Well, certainly we've had the time because of COVID and because of all the restrictions across upstate New York. That's why some snowmobile sales have been way up. That's why the traffic has been way up, and why I think snowmobiling has a future. This, you know, as much as this pandemic has been very painful for all of us because of so many people that have gotten sick and unfortunately passed away, all of these restrictions and the change of lifestyle that we've had over the last year has brought us more family time and focusing on more family-friendly activities And snowmobiling is one of the greatest family-friendly activities. And that myth that people had about snowmobiling is just a bunch of guys, you know, that just don't care what they're doing. That myth is being shattered in a big way. And that's not only great for the sport, but it's also great for the local economy and the small businesses that support snowmobiling.
That you know what, you hit the nail on the head. And unfortunately, you know, we don't have many of the restaurants that are still open. You know, many of them closed and they've shuttered until they can open up full time. So we're asking all our members to get out there and enjoy the restaurants that are open. You know, support those institutions, get out there, show them your support, enjoy the food they have. You know, and like you said, it's a great family sport. Get your family out and ride. That's the most important thing.
Absolutely.
Yeah, just if I could just comment, Rich, my wife is actually one of our folks who does a safety course, and she did two safety courses this year. And you know, with so many safety courses closed, there was or canceled, whatever, due to COVID, there was a real need, if you will, and we've seen a ton of new faces, a ton of kids trying to get out there and get their safety course to ride. So. To your point, you know, really a lot of families this year seem to have really gotten out there and are trying to ride more than ever. And from a safety standpoint, there's a side to think about for the folks who are a little bit more seasoned to just remember there's a lot more newer riders out there who, you know, may not be riding to the right like they should, may not be as experienced. So just be aware of those folks who are on the trail for the first time, young or old, who are trying to get out there and experience the sport.
Excellent, excellent. And that's always great news to hear. We've heard stories like that from all over the state, you know, not just from the usual spots, you know, like the Tug Hill, the Adirondacks, and the TC Riders approaching the hill. But to hear stories like that, especially from Western New York, an area that has not had as much snow over recent years, has had a tougher time riding, that's absolutely great to hear. So, Jeremy, thank you so much for that information. And, Jason, I appreciate all that you're doing in information, and hopefully we can get some live groomer stuff for the next podcast, and hopefully the weather will cooperate as such. And appreciate you guys.
Rich, I was in Hamburg today, and I checked out some of the snowmobile trails from the road, and I couldn't help to think, who has the best wings on the trail? Do you have an answer yet?
Uh-oh, oh, yeah, here we go.
Yep. So here you go. Here we go.
Nice.
Now, this is off the trail. Now, this is blue cheese, not ranch, so don't insult me with ranch. You got to have blue cheese in Western York.
I couldn't agree with you.
There's a little spot called JC's Pub. It's right down in Lakeview. It's right off one of our parking spots. But, oh, yeah, baby, it's a phenomenal win.
All right,
Oh, now he's making everyone hungry. Now he's making everyone hungry. You know what? Here's what I'm going to say, Larson. I'll believe it when some Buffalo Bills show up. You know, get Sean McDermott there. You know, get Jason Allen out there. Then I'll believe you.
Oh, you know what? Challenge accepted. Don't worry. Okay. I'm working on it.
Hey, you know what? And bonus points if you can get Jim Kelly or one of the former, you know, Bills from the teams a couple of decades ago. Bonus points if you can get them.
Well, hey, you know what? Actually, Jim Kelly is an avid snowmobiler.
That's great to hear.
Yeah, yep. His family does snowmobile. We know it, but challenge accepted. I'll get you a couple.
Okay. All right. Sounds great. Sounds great. All right. So, Chaz, Saratoga Snowmobile Association, I appreciate you waiting patiently through all this. You have some updates, not just from your club, on the conditions and the best places to ride. Saratoga, Warren Counties, Washington County has been really struggling and hasn't been getting the snow. Give us an idea on conditions, your club, surrounding clubs around you, some places to go, and give us an update on Sacandaga Lake and what you had referred to last week in the podcast.
Yeah, sure. Thanks for having me on again, guys. I appreciate it. And great seeing all the friends from out west. So I talked to some friends of mine over in Washington County, and unfortunately things are looking pretty bleak over there. There's really not much open in the Washington County area, so that's east of I-87. So over here west of I-87, I think Lincoln Mountain Trail System remains closed at this point, but the Saratoga Snowmobile Association is open and in full swing, boys. grooming 7 days a week, four machines running. We got them all out tonight. You know, we're going to be, as long as we've got fuel in the tanks and the machines are running and we got guys to drive them, we're out. And the guys are doing a fantastic job. We couldn't be happier with the team. We got, I was looking at the list here yesterday. We got 26 certified operators so far this year.
Wow. That's big.
Yeah. It's awesome. We got a great team. Not only are they good operators, a lot of them are good wrenchers, so they know how to fix the machines. The team is running like a well-oiled machine right now, and it's really fantastic. And so, you know, Andy's guys down south of us in Galway, their trail actually connects to us through Tinney's Tavern. Andy's doing a good job, and the folks down in Charlton, I see they're opening more trails down in the Charlton area. So some great riding to be had. I had a couple of buddies that I went to high school with come up today from downstate, down in Chris's neck of the woods, a couple of City of Poughkeepsie cops. And Chris. And they had a fantastic day. I took them on a tour. We did 91 miles. And, you know, we hit Sacandaga Lake. We hit the fire tower. We hit Tinney's Tavern for lunch. You know, we hit it all. And they were just so impressed. Couldn't be happier. So, like I said, I couldn't be more proud of my guys out grooming and doing a great job. And so right now, snow is great. Trails are great. You know, get up and ride. Get it while you can. Just a quick update and follow-up is Rich had kind of alluded to there from last week. I had talked a little bit about Sacandaga Lake. It's frozen. You can ride it. Great lake to ride. Lots of wonderful establishments on the lake. You can really have a nice day of just kind of putzing around the whole lake. Probably do a big 60-mile loop if you wanted to. I think it's 30-something-mile long lake. Unfortunately, the lake sucked up one of our members this past weekend. One of our great members, Becky, was riding with her boyfriend, Rich. Becky, I think, had kind of veered off the path of, you know, not groom trail, but her boyfriend's path on his tracks. And something in the deep snow grabbed her sled and off she went. And she was pretty critically injured, had to make it down to Albany Med. And she's, I think, at this point, on the way home or is maybe even still in the hospital. But Becky was pretty injured. And, you know, it scares us because we all know Becky's a really, really good rider. Seasoned rider, many, many years experience. And this was a midday event. There wasn't excessive speed involved. There wasn't alcohol involved. It was just victim of circumstance that, you know, hazards appear quick. And I can't stress enough that if you're out on that lake and you're riding along, you know, single file lines are safety. Going slow is safety. You know, if you don't know the lake, navigate the trails where you see, you know, other people have passed. And, you know, just I said again, go slow on that lake. Take it easy. Know what's in front of you before you hammer down. And, you know, you'll make it out alive. But, you know, for God's sakes, folks, you know, we're praying for Becky for a quick recovery. But at the end of the day, you know, do your best to stay safe, ride right, ride safe, ride sober. Can't say it enough. We love the sport. And I say that because today I was out riding with my buddies and we stopped at an intersection and, I see this sled coming up the trail and I look and it's this young girl on a sled with green hair tinted the same color of her sled. It turns out it's my daughter. she dyed her hair Articat green to match her Snow Pro 500. And she's 17. She's out with her friend and they're riding and having a good old time on the trails. And she waved as she went by and stopped, gave me a hug, said hello, everything's going great, Dad. And off she went and went on her way. But I just want to say that as a reminder, everybody, our daughters are out on these trails. Our sons and daughters are on these trails. So please go easy, ride safe. You know, ride with some respect. If you don't know that there's something behind that corner, slow it down, get to the right. Can't say it enough. So other than that,
yeah,
things are great. Trails are great. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Hey. Absolutely. And yeah, my 17-year-old son, Zachary, he's been on the trail and he's wanted to lead and normally dad's lead. But, you know, he's trying, you know, he's cutting his teeth on becoming, you know, a young man and turning 18 soon. And there are times to where he's like, you know, Dad, I want to lead. And I'm like, okay, I feel comfortable with you leading. I trust your riding capabilities. You know, I trust your judgment. And I do. He's an excellent rider with thousands of miles worth of experience. And still, you know, in places like the MRP, the Moose River Plains, there are a couple times to where on the intercoms, all of a sudden I'll hear, whoa! And then next thing I know, I see three sleds coming at me up the trail, 70 miles an hour, almost blowing out the curve and going off the side of the mountain, coming up from, the Cedar River flow. Stuff like that happens, or people passing on the left of a busy trail, because 40 something miles an hour isn't fast enough. They got to do 80 miles an hour and, make unsafe passes. That's just not cool. We all got to watch out for each other out there, because it's not just somebody that's in your way. It's a person, and even if we're older, we're somebody else's son or daughter. We all have families. We all have friends, and we all mean something to a lot of people. And we just got to bear that in mind when we're out there. Safety first, and you're not the only one on the trail. Even if you are the only one on the trail for an hour, you're still not the only one on the trail. So, Chris, being the fact that you are in Snowmobile Central on Tug Hill, where there's a ton of traffic and stuff, tell me how the traffic has been over the last week and how conditions are looking.
Sure thing, Rich. And I'll be honest with you, this is my first ever guide deer ride from Lewis County. Usually I'm doing this from home midweek, but I'm fortunate I escaped away with my father and a couple good friends. I got my buddy Dan up, who's riding with me, and my buddy Kyle, who's in from Montana. You know, got him out of the backcountry and is doing some trail riding with us the next couple days. But I'll be honest with you, the snow is good and the trails are great. All the connections are open. There's snow in every county surrounding, so you can get anywhere and you can go anywhere. Get out there and enjoy it. Got some reports from people all week long that trails have really never been better. And that's kind of what I saw today. The traffic is certainly up. I think people are heeding to our advice and taking advantage of the optimal conditions, getting an early jump on the holiday weekend. So for a Wednesday afternoon, I was able to get up this afternoon and click off about 50, 60 miles, had a really nice dinner at the Tug Hill Hideaway. The new owner is Kevin, out there is doing a great job. But the traffic was unbelievable. Saw lots and lots and lots of big groups out there. And I could tell that the grooming just wasn't holding up as you would, usually think it would for a Wednesday night. So we'll be transitioning. We're definitely going to go back to late afternoon and overnight grooming Thursday through the weekend. But expect conditions to be great. Our temperatures are going to drop. Snow's not going to go anywhere. So really, really looking forward to a great weekend. Just to kind of run through some of the clubs that I've touched base with today. Osceola Snowmobile Club, 100% grooming from now through the weekend. They are having an event on Saturday at the Osceola Hotel, giving away some hot dogs, doing a fundraiser. Missing Link, Brandingham, Barnes Corner Snow Pal, Lost Trail Snowmobile Club, and Valley Snow Travel. Everybody's grooming 100%. Everybody's equipment's pretty much up and running, no problems. And everybody's going to have a great end of the week and weekend. The Turn Ridge Riders are having another good week of grooming. They're having a fundraiser on Saturday. They're having a weenie roast at Whiskey Jack's, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Go up to Whiskey Jack's, support Turin. They do an unbelievable job. And Southern Tug, we're going to be full send Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and into Monday. 100% grooming, four groomers every night. Can't thank the volunteers enough. Next Saturday, February 20th, we're having our Southern Tug Hill Family Day at Barrow's Performance from 10 to 2. Groomer demos, ranger demos, bonfire, hot dogs, the whole thing. So I know we're touching that 30-minute mark right now. I got a house full of people. We're planning our ride tomorrow. We're looking to click off maybe 2:20 tomorrow. We do have to be home by 4 or 5 o'clock to get some people heading south. But I appreciate everybody getting on. I appreciate all the volunteer groomer operators out there. And I always will tell people, join a new club. Get out there and ride, see something you haven't seen before, and join a new club. I can't wait tomorrow to ride through a new club and get home and join them. That's pretty much my goal for tomorrow.
That's absolutely awesome. And one thing that I do not want to leave out, there's two things I don't want to leave out. And the first thing is that all across the Southern Tier, areas south of the Thruway, Schoharie County, Otsego County, Southern Oneida, Southern Herkimer County, Chenango County, Delaware County, Cortland County, even out to Cayuga and Tompkins County. A lot of those areas south of the Thruway with great trail systems that don't get anywhere near as much traffic. South of Utica, south of Syracuse, but north and east of Cortland and Binghamton and around the Oneonta area. There are so many great clubs out there. There's so many great groomers. They have the best conditions that they've had in years. Go and visit them as well. Also, don't forget, Tug Hill and Adirondacks. You can go north. St. Lawrence County is awesome. Franklin County is awesome. The Tri-Lakes. Even Clinton County has way more snow than normal. There are so many places that you can go. Go explore and go enjoy. So now with us here at the 30-minute mark, I'm going to give you guys what you normally expect from me on the morning blog, and that's this. How about some, as Lloyd Lindsey Young would say, science! We have the maps in motion here, and we're showing you the Canadian Regional, which is showing some of the snow going into Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and off the coast tomorrow. It's not really going to be all that much. Mix of clouds and sun, maybe a few snow showers or flurries during the day Thursday, which is today. Friday is going to be a quiet day. All the weather action is going to be staying towards the south. Now, as we head into the weekend, we are going to have yet another storm approach from the south. Initially, it looked like it was going to hit. And then the models were saying, no, I don't think it's going to hit. It's going to stay south. Well, it's coming back north, and I'm going to tell you why. We have a lot of heat building up along the Gulf Coast and in the southeast. Temperatures have been going above forecast predictions. That indicates to me the jet stream will be bending its way back towards the Mid-Atlantic and back towards upstate New York. On the model maps right now, it looks like we'll get probably somewhere from maybe 1 to 3 inches, maybe 2 to 4, 2 to 5 on Sunday. And you can check that out on this here. You guys can't see it on your screens, but I have it here. That's the Sunday event. There may be some sleet and mix down in the big cities, mainly snow in upstate New York. That's the pattern that we want to see. We don't want to see the mix up here. We don't want to see the mix too far south either. So what's happening is that storm moves off. And then what I was thinking about, what I wrote in the morning blog Wednesday was, oh gosh, this is a potential of an ice storm. There will be an ice storm. The question is where. Now the models are hinting that it may go from snow to mix and ice and then jump to the coast and turn back to snow on Tuesday the 16th and heading into Wednesday the 17th with cold high pressure and lake effect building in and back of that. I hope the Euro's onto something, and I hope the Euro doesn't change its mind again. Then, yet another system towards the 18th and the 19th. That one, more of a snow event, possible mix, but mostly snow jumping to the coast, and then yet more lake effect in back of that. It would be nice if that storm track sets up closer to where we can keep refreshing the snow. We'll have the cold. We just don't want to get the storm track too close to us, because that's when suddenly 20 in snow could turn into 45 in rain, which is what I've been worried about all this time. Thankfully, I'm not seeing that at the moment, but I am seeing hope for more snow after President's Day heading into next week. And with that, that's your weather report, that your morning blog style for this Guide to Your Ride podcast on Thursday, February 11th, 2020. Once again, thanks to Andy Cancio from Galway, who joined us earlier. Jeremy Neff, the Western New York Snowmobile Club of Boston, thank you so much. Chaz Albertson from Saratoga Snowmobile Association. Jason Larson, the Chicken Wing King from Hamburg Snowmobile Club. And of course, Chris Rink, the Rink Master of this podcast from Southern Tug Hill. Gentlemen, thank you so much for your time. Have a great holiday weekend. And thank you for all you do for snowmobiling in the state of New York.
Thanks, Rich. Thanks, fellas. Have a good night.
All right, thanks, guys.
This has been the Guide to Your Ride podcast on UpstateSnow.com. Visit UpstateSnow.com for more podcasts and information 24/7 during snowmobile season. Thanks for listening to the Guide to Your Ride podcast, heard each week during snowmobile season from December to March here on UpstateSnow.com. Special thanks to the Southern Tug Hill Snow Riders for their support.